The title of this podcast is Creating a Podcast for Your Curriculum Theme. Today you're going to create a podcast to accompany your curriculum theme. It is a very easy process. You should have written your script by now. You will need to link your podcast and your script to Project 13. In the state of Illinois, you have to include a transcript with any audio or video tape you post on a website. This makes the information you are sharing available for individuals with vision or auditory disabilities. You will be using Audacity to create your podcast. I have listed some tips provided by Tony Vincent in his handbook on podcasting for teachers and students. The handbook can be found on his website, Learning in Hand, under Creating a Podcast. Essentially, be sure to identify the theme or title of your podcast. Be sure to follow copyright laws. Start with your purpose or an attention getter, and use a conclusion that is clever or keeps your audience thinking. When you are recording, be sure to do everything that you would do while giving any oral presentation, such as speaking clearly and not too quickly. If possible, screen out background noise. One of the things that Tony Vincent suggested that I thought was interesting was to smile while you are recording your podcast. I am not sure why, but I think that if you are smiling, your voice may sound happy. A couple of other suggestions he had are to not get too close to the microphone and to not touch the cord or the microphone. For your podcast, you will need the Audacity software, computer, and a microphone. Make sure that the volume on your speaker is turned on. If you want to add sounds to your podcast, check out the podcasting information provided on the Instructional Technology Center website at Eastern Illinois University. Look for the podcasting link, which is towards the bottom of the right-hand side of the webpage. The link will take you to Dr. Grissom's Delicious account. The very first link is 55 great websites to download free sound effects or tools. When you are finished recording and editing your podcast, you will export the podcast as an MP3 file. If, for some reason, you are unable to export your podcast as an MP3 file, you may need to download LAME MP3 encoder. You can Google LAME MPS encoder to go to the link. Then you will be able to link your podcast to your project page or your website. Save your script as a PDF document and link it to your project's page as well. How will you use podcasts in your classroom? Have fun and share your knowledge and enthusiasm with others.